Nocta till 6 with Ian Nocta on WLRFM.
Brought to you by Go Dungarvan. Seats to spare, car share.
I love the way things go viral so quickly in the world of social media. So a friend of mine, Dee Brennan, sent me this JPEG, a picture. And it's called Surviving Dungarvan in the Event of a Zombie Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So all the suggestions as to what you need to do, chemists, sports shops, hardware shops, supermarkets for all your supplies, defence plans, escape routes, the whole shebang done in this one beautiful poster, beautifully put together. So of course it piqued our interest. Of course I got, who did this? Who's behind this? How dare they? No, not how dare they, it's brilliant. And so we did a bit of digging and we came up with the name of the person who did it. Her name is Kitty Catastrophe and she's from Dungarvan, better known to her mum and dad as Karen, Karen Moynihan, and she joins us now on the line. Hiya, Karen.
Hello, how are things?
I'm very well indeed. We're loving this. It's giving us a real buzz. How did it come to pass that you are designing a poster on Surviving Dungarvan in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
It was from an exhibition that we did last year. A friend of mine organised this, where we each wrote a brief for a poster. Then they all got sort of jumbled around and everybody ended up with something different. So yeah, the brief I ended up with was to design something inspired from my hometown. So I was trying to think for ages what to do and I kind of thought, well, I love zombies and zombie movies. So I thought, I'll do that.
That's brilliant. Point out and appropriately, that the number of chemist shops we have in Dungarvan means you're never very far away from one.
Very true. There's so many. It's always been kind of, I don't know, an in-joke, I think, with Dungarvan anyway, just how many chemists we have. I mean, I don't know, is it like the most in Ireland? It might be. But yeah, I suppose it was one of those things I thought I could work into it somehow, just as a bit of a gag.
Yeah, yeah. And then sports shops, because Hurley's don't read. It's all about is surviving. So Hurley's don't need reloading was your logic.
Absolutely.
In that.
Optimum zombie fighting weapons, I reckon.
Camille, what is it with zombies? I mean, I know that the world has gone mad for them over the last few years, zombies and vampires, but what's your fascination with them?
I think it's probably because of Thriller, Michael Jackson's video for Thriller.
Wow,
my mum loved Michael Jackson, so we just grew up in a house filled with like Michael Jackson songs. And I just loved, I kind of like loved it, and I was terrified of it because I'm 9. So I think from there, I've always been sort of fascinated by zombies and also really scared of them. So it's all Michael Jackson's fault.
It's all your mum's fault.
Exactly.
We'll blame her. So yeah. Then the text in this is written by a guy by the name of John Deasy. Now, I don't know too many John Deasys, but of course, John Deasy TD is the person that springs to mind. Is John Deasy TD responsible for the text in your poster?
He's not. And it was actually the brief that was written by a John Deasy.
Right.
But the text of mine. But yeah, the idea, I suppose, the hometown side of it was by a John Deasy, but not... Not the one that we know so well.
Ah, Karen, I'm disappointed now.
Oh.
I thought we'd have a moonlighting as a in the world of graphic design.
Yeah.
So are you working full time as a graphic designer these days, or what's going on?
Yeah, I work full-time as a graphic designer and I just sort of, I suppose, I like doing these little exhibitions and things on the side just to kind of keep myself thinking creatively and stuff. So it's nice to...
And what's the day job? Who do you work for?
I work for the Labour Party.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Designing their campaigns or what?
I do a lot of the constituency leaflets and stuff, and
right,
letterheads, that kind of thing. Anything that TDs and senators need to send out, I'm pretty much designing that stuff.
Not near as exciting as designing zombie apocalypse posters, though, is it?
Not really, no.
So you need to do that to keep the brain alive.
Absolutely, yeah.
Karen, great talking to you. Thanks a million for the chat. Delighted we could get to the bottom of the mystery so quickly as
there
well.
You go.
And if you want to look at Karen's Surviving Dungarvan in the Event of a Zombie Apocalypse poster, it's up on our Facebook page right now. Karen, thanks a million. Talk to you again.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Bye.
Nocta till 6 with Ian Nocta on WLRFM.
Brought to you by Go Dungarvan. Seats to spare, car share.